The winter blues, or seasonal affective disorder, if we use the correct medical term, is the subject of this episode of Health Matters. I'm joined by Dr. Giancarlo Romelli, a doctor in general internal medicine based in Lausanne, who has a special interest in this condition. Dr. Romelli, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with me today.
It's my pleasure.
Now, I think many of us can feel a bit down during the dark and cold winter months, but when do these feelings become seasonal affective disorder? What criteria are needed for diagnosis?
Everybody can have these kinds of feelings, but when these feelings lead to an impairment in your normal social or work abilities, we may start speaking about SAD or seasonal affective disorder. SAD shares the characteristics of non-seasonal depression, but it has a presentation with a seasonal pattern. And these episodes most commonly, though not exclusively, begin in the fall to early winter. And if left untreated, they generally remit during the following spring and summer.
And can you just remind us of the symptoms of depression?
Depressed mood, a loss of pleasure or interest in the activities that gave you pleasure before, a decreased or, in some people, increased appetite or weight, any kind of sleep disturbance such as insomnia or hypersomnia, loss of energy and tiredness, diminished attention or memory loss, and it can go to psychomotor agitation or feelings of worthlessness or guilt, and in more profound cases, even some suicidal ideation or behavior.
And seasonal affective disorder is actually more common than you think. I understand that up to 15% of the European population are affected. But the good news is that there's a simple treatment that's available. Can you explain that to us?
The most effective treatment is light therapy or phototherapy. Phototherapy compensates for the lack of light in the winter and rebalances the hormonal system and cerebral neurotransmitters, giving a feeling of well-being comparable to the spring and summer periods. It is easily used for 15 to 30 minutes in the morning. And the good thing here in Switzerland is that it is recognized, these devices are recognized by the health insurance. The devices have a specific light wave in the blue spectrum, and it has to have the necessary intensity, which goes from 10 to 1,000 lux for these 15 to 45 minutes. So depending on the intensity and the distance with the device, it has to be a certified device.
And aside from light therapy, what other advice do you have for people with seasonal affective disorder that may even help as prevention?
Regarding treatment, antidepressants and psychotherapy are also helpful. But to prevent, you can try to get as much natural light as possible, ventilate your work and your home environment, sit by the windows when you are outside, exercise regularly, preferably outside during the day. Eat a healthy and balanced diet, take a walk in nature as much as possible, and if possible, avoid stressful situations or take steps to manage stress.
And of course, if you are worried you may be suffering from seasonal affective disorder, do go and speak with your doctor. Dr. Giancarlo Romelli, thank you very much for your time and for talking this through with me today. You can catch this podcast again at worldradio.ch/healthmatters. My name is Dr. Michelle Wright. Thank you for listening.